Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim, Klal Amad Aleph, Simon Gimel. And the Chayyotim says, Mutar Leishev B'Shas Kriya Satara, B'Shas Kriya. So a person is allowed to be seated. Now he's going to address two issues over here. One issue is in respect of the Sefer Torah, a person has to be standing. So why is he allowed to be seated during Kriya Satara? That's one question. The second question is, does the Kriya itself require a person to be standing? So we're going to divide that into two issues. The first is going to address the issue of the covenant of a Sefer Torah. So we know when a Sefer Torah is taken out of the Oren, and a person has to stand. We open the Oren Kodesh, a person has to stand. The Sefer Torah is moving, the person has to stand. The Sefer Torah is put in the Bima, you're allowed to be seated. So why is that? So he says, even the people which are standing next to the bima are allowed to be seated. Because the Sefer Torah is in its place. So there's a fascinating idea which he's saying over here, that the halacha of standing for Sefer Torah is similar to the halacha of standing for a Talmud Chacham, for a Rebbe. So when a person, the Rebbe is in his place where he's supposed to be, a person does not need to stand. When the Rebbe is in motion, then the person has to stand. A Rebbe is, even if he's standing still, but he's not in his place, a person should be standing. If it's not Rabbi Muvik, only if it's within his Dalet Amos, Rabbi Muvik, even beyond his Dalet Amos, whatever the rules are. But we differentiate regards to the lochas of standing when the individual that we are giving the respect to is in its place, or in its, his, her place, or when they're not in their place. So the same thing is true with the Sefer Torah as well. So the Taz then points out that really when we open the Oren Kodesh, you're allowed to be seated, because the Sefer Torah is in its place. If the area where the Sefer Torah is placed, the Oren Kodesh, is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim and 10 tefachim high, it's considered a different rishus. It's even if it's open, a person does not need to stand. There's a minig to stand, and therefore a person should maintain that minig. If a person have difficulty standing, a person is allowed to be seated, even though the Oren Kodesh is open. An interesting anecdote about this. So a common place where this takes place is Ne'ilah. The Oren Kodesh is open for all of Ne'ilah in many, many shuls. They open up at the beginning of Chazaras HaShatz, and it's left open the whole Chazaras HaShatz. So, by the end of the paper, some people are feeling weak, so they want to be seated. Does a person have to step outside of the shul to be seated during Ne'ilah when the Oren Kodesh is open? So, I remember as a young man, in the Tel Yeshiva, so in the front lobby, there would be people who would step out into the front lobby to sit down, so they would be allowed to sit down. And then as the Gifter got older, the Yeshiva got older, so he, one year, he sat down during the Ne'ilah. And it was the first time that I looked into the question, like, why was he allowed to do that? Why didn't he have to step outside? So I thought maybe it's an exception because he's ill, etc. And the answer is that Mikra did, a person does not need to stand. It's only a minute. And therefore, if a person has difficulty, a person will be allowed to be seated. The same way that's true about the Oren, that's true about the Bima. The Sefer Torah is in its, where it's supposed to be, so there's no longer a lochah of standing. So regards to the lochah, while the Sefer Torah is moving, a person has to be standing. So the person sees the Sefer Torah moving, a person cannot be seated at that point in time, a person has to be standing. Sefer Torah is taken out of the Oren, and the Chazan is standing where they're standing, still is not moving, but since it's not in its place, he has to be standing. But once it gets to the Bima, a person is allowed to be seated. So in regards to that issue of standing, because of the Sefer Torah, the giving covenant to the Sefer Torah, the Bima takes care of. Now, the second question is, but maybe the Kriya Satara itself requires the person to stand. And you remember that in the previous Siman, it says, Ubi Paschoi Amdu Kalam, when they opened the Sefer Torah, everybody stood up. So here's almost the opposite. The Sefer Torah is sitting on the Bima. and it's being opened up, and it says, Amdu, they stood. So why isn't that a reason why we have to stand? And that's the Chayyim is going to address in the next part of the paragraph, next part of the siman. Hashem, we will talk about that more in the next year. Have a good day.